Welcome to Crossroads. The Chinese Communist Party is rolling out the production of robots. Now, these are designed for a pretty broad array of uses, from working in warehouses to carrying out basic household roles. But there are now concerns being raised that the CCP could potentially weaponize these robots as a kind of stealth army within the United States. Now, similar concerns are being raised around Chinese-made vehicles, notably, not just using artificial intelligence just for automated driving, but also even with the software inside the vehicles. Now let's start with the concerns around Chinese robots. These robots are reportedly ready to enter the global market, and they're said to have eerily lifelike capabilities, even the ability to carry boxes and replicate human facial expressions. And some US lawmakers and experts are now demanding that these robots be banned in the United States. This is according to New York Post. They say Jacob Hellberg, a member of the influential U.S.-China Economic Security Review Commission, who has played a role in convincing Congress to pass a law this spring to force a sale or ban of TikTok, is one of the loudest voices warning Congress that it risks disaster if it allows the sale of robots made by firms beholden to Beijing. Notice that Hellberg said advancements in humanoid technology have occurred mind-bogglingly fast. He said, quote, "I think we're 12 months away from a ChatGPT moment where the world goes from being asleep to awake on this issue." And notes that as they become more advanced, the Chinese Communist Party or state-sponsored bad actors could use the robots, currently marketed as harmless home assistants and super efficient assembly line workers, to wreak havoc by spying, sabotaging critical infrastructure, or in the most nightmarish scenarios, even physically harming Americans. Now, Hellberg told this to the Post. He says, quote, "They can strangle someone in their sleep. They can punch a data center and inflict physical harm and destruction of property." And he added that, quote, "Ultimately, if TikTok was a Chinese spy balloon in your pocket, Chinese drones on U.S. soil are poised to be a Chinese PLA, People's Liberation Army, stealth army on our land." And he added, "We can't allow that to happen." Now, the Chinese Communist Party itself, they're actually trying to roll out a massive line of these humanoid robots. And you might have seen some of them. They include, you know, companion robots. They include maids working in your home. They include things for businesses. Maybe they automate certain procedures with factories or things along those lines. Now, for a while, we've had some of these. Maybe you have a Roomba or you have little items that, you know, walk, go around your house and do basic tasks like that. The next stage of them, though, are humanoid robots, robots with appendages, robots that can walk around or physically do things, robots that have arms and hands and, you know, artificial intelligence running the machine. The concern, though, is what is behind that, what is the software updates, and could they be activated to do something you didn't buy them to be doing? Like, for example, carrying out other operations. And also, what are the sensors? What kind of data do they collect? What are they watching? Where are they sending that data? All of these are becoming real concerns. Now, in terms of these robots they're rolling out, South China Morning Post said this. They said the future of Chinese industry may rest on the shoulders of humanoid robots if the country can meet official new goals pushing mass production by 2025. 1 year away, folks. And attaining world advanced levels in the technology by 2027. Pretty short-term goal, in other words. They note the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, Beijing's ministry overseeing the country's industrial sector, published a 9-page guideline on its website saying that China's humanoid robots should, quote, realize mass production by 2025. They note as well that by 2027, humanoid robots should, quote, become an important new engine of economic growth in China, the ministry urged. And for the CCP, this is important because they're facing, you know, dwindling population numbers, they're facing an aging workforce, and they don't have the people to fill a lot of these roles anymore. Now, it notes the document required that by the time, coming out very soon, the technological innovation of humanoid robots will be significantly improved, a safe and reliable industry supply chain system will be formed, an industrial ecology with international competitiveness will be constructed, and our comprehensive strength, the Chinese Communist Party, will reach the world's advanced level. Now, the threat of weaponized robots, it sounds like it's sci-fi, but it's actually not that far off. I mean, look at the war in Ukraine. We're already seeing this with the UAVs, you know, unmanned aerial vehicles. Even with the United States and the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, drones were some of the most, you know, effective weapons we had. The use of unmanned aerial vehicles combined now with artificial intelligence or even partially run by them is the way that new battlefields are shaping. Now, the same ones being sold in stores as toys, the ones your kids can buy to play with, we see some of those same ones being used in Ukraine right now to drop bombs on enemy soldiers. We see right now that the household electronics, in other words, that you can buy and play with, are also weapons of war. And the United States and the Chinese Communist Party, notably on that, they're even starting up a trade war right now over UAVs. Now look, on the US side, bipartisan legislation has already been introduced on this issue. Senator Rick Scott, a Republican of Florida, and Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat of Virginia, they have introduced the Countering CCP Drones and Supporting Drones for Law Enforcement Act. This legislation seeks to, quote, blacklist dangerous Chinese drone companies, Dajiang Innovations, DJI Technologies, Autel Robotics, and other CCP-linked drone industry participants, and cut them off from U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The lawmakers note that these Chinese drones pose a huge risk to U.S. infrastructure because of how much influence the CCP wields over these companies. Because of the Chinese Communist Party's data laws, notably, any data collected by any private company needs to be viewable and controllable by the Chinese Communist Party. Even if the companies themselves are not engaging, you know, willingly in the acts of spying or whatever else, the CCP can access data they collect and use it for that purpose. And the other concern, of course, is that maybe drones using emitted technologies can be activated or have even software updates to manipulate that type of technology for other uses the CCP might try to, you know, want them for. Now, DJI and Autel, they control right now about 90% of the global drone market, just emphasizing how big these are. Now, Senator Rick Scott said in a statement about the proposed legislation, quote, drones made in communist China pose a significant threat to our freedoms and security and cannot be allowed to continue operating in American skies. He said that companies based in communist China are at the will of Xi Jinping's evil regime, meaning one of the United States' greatest adversaries has total access to every bit of data collected by devices. He said as well, quote, it should terrify every single American that the Chinese Communist Party, known for spying, stealing, and espionage, could have access to footage of Americans, their land, their businesses, and their families without their knowledge. Now on this though, the legislation would also set up a short-term grant program under the Department of Transportation to allow first responders to replace existing drones and purchase U.S.-made alternatives, because already U.S. law enforcement, even military and other areas, they use these. Already these Chinese drones are being implemented within, you know, government purchases and so on. And the concern is, of course, that even aside from the stuff you and I can buy in the market, the stuff being used for police or government or other purposes, if the Chinese Communist Party controls 90% of the market, it means that we have to go to them for a core technology used, as it's, of course, increasingly becomes common, used within our country. Now, interestingly as well, the Chinese Communist Party on its side is also accelerating this ban, although it doesn't seem to be targeted specifically at the UAV market. Instead, what they're doing, they're going after parts allegedly used in military drones. They're going after some of the core technologies. South China Morning Post said this, China on Wednesday, just recently, expanded export restrictions on a range of drones and drone parts with potential military applications, further tightening last year's controls on unmanned aerial vehicles, UAV sales. Now, the list was rolled out, it says, by a range of agencies, including the Ministry of Commerce, China's Customs and People's Liberation Army Equipment Department. It says the measures will take effect from September 1st. Now, notes the controlled parts include high-precision inertial measuring units, synthetic aperture radar, and engines with an output above 16 kilowatts, as well as wireless communication with a range beyond 50 kilometers, or about 31 miles. The Chinese Communist Party, in other words, they're doing this as a kind of tit-for-tat move against U.S. sanctions, right? The Chinese Communist Party, ironically, they're accelerating the U.S. move to break away from these industries that's already taking place. Now, for the CCP side, they're doing it with the reason, right? They're doing it because they're angry the United States is, you know, playing the opposite side of a lot of wars, whether it be, for example, supporting Ukraine while the CCP supports Russia in the Russia-Ukraine war, that the United States is supporting Israel while the CCP is backing, you know, Hamas and the Palestinian Authority and other groups like that. The Chinese Communist Party also has ambitions to overtake Taiwan, to seize it by force, and the United States is creating a kind of defensive partnership around that region to prevent the hostile takeover of Taiwan. And so for the CCP, they view the United States as kind of the system blocking it from achieving its global goals, right? Its process, really, of trying to create this whole Eurasian empire, of conquering other countries by force, forcing them to come to the negotiating table, and agreeing to its terms to alter the world map. The CCP is angry about this. And as the United States sanctions the Chinese Communist Party, puts tariffs on Chinese parts, and talks about breaking away from the CCP's monopolies on core technologies, the Chinese Communist Party is saying, oh, well, you want to make it so we can't sell this in America? We're going to restrict the parts that you need to build them yourself. But ironically, what this is doing is it's actually accelerating the push that's already starting. By doing this, the Chinese Communist Party is accelerating the U.S. break from a reliance on the Chinese Communist Party within its supply chain. Ironically, this is forcing the United States to do what they've been wanting to do and talking about doing for close to a decade now. Because remember, during the Obama administration, they were talking about supply chain threats to our military, the need for us to break away from reliance on Chinese rare earth minerals, Chinese parts used in military applications, and things of that sort. By just outright banning it and making it so we can't buy these things, or at the very least suggesting that they could put bans on things that we depend on, the Chinese Communist Party is forcing the United States to either replace things they can no longer buy, or as a type of security to make sure that we can have it in the future, to make sure that they don't ban something we absolutely need, and it is by doing that, forcing the United States to begin either looking to domestic production or creating alternative supply chains elsewhere. The CCP is accelerating its downfall, in other words. It's accelerating the decoupling taking place. It's speeding up the process, forcing other countries to no longer depend on China for core components or materials or anything of that sort. The concerns over the CCP's connections to AI and to UAVs and such, it's also now being raised over Chinese vehicles, not just the autonomous ones, but also the ones just connected to the internet. I'll be talking more about this after we come back from a quick break.
Experts agree one of the best ways to protect against financial uncertainty is to diversify your portfolio. Learn how physical gold and silver can secure your retirement funds from today's economic challenges. With a gold IRA from American Hartford Gold, you can safeguard your wealth with no penalties or taxes when you transfer your current qualifying retirement accounts. Call now and our precious metals specialists will send you a free information kit, no cost or obligation. American Hartford Gold, a trusted industry leader with an A-plus from the Better Business Bureau, has a 5-star rating from thousands of happy clients. Whether you are getting physical precious metals in a gold IRA or delivered to your doorstep, we offer only the highest quality gold and silver. For your peace of mind, we also offer a no-fee buyback commitment, a low-price guarantee, along with free shipping and free insurance. So don't wait. Call the number on your screen today and secure your financial future.
Welcome back. There are now concerns being raised that the Chinese Communist Party could potentially weaponize their technologies as a kind of stealth army within other countries. This is being brought to light as the CCP is poised to enter the global market with its new robots, right? Said to have eerily lifelike capabilities, even the abilities to carry boxes and replicate human facial expressions. And it's actually not just robots. Similar concerns are being raised around Chinese-made vehicles, not even just ones using artificial intelligence for automated driving, but also just the ones using Chinese software. Reuters said this. They said the U.S. Commerce Department is expected to propose barring Chinese software in autonomous and connected vehicles in the coming weeks, according to sources it has briefed on the matter. The Biden administration plans to issue a proposed rule that would bar Chinese software in vehicles in the United States with Level 3 automation and above, which would have the effect of also banning testing on U.S. roads of autonomous vehicles produced by Chinese companies. It says the administration, in a previously unreported decision, also plans to propose barring vehicles with Chinese-developed advanced wireless communication ability modules from U.S. roads, the sources added. It says under the proposal, automakers and suppliers would need to verify that none of their connected vehicles or advanced autonomous vehicle software, even the systems within it, was developed in a foreign entity of concern like China, the sources said. It says the Commerce Department said last month it planned to issue proposed rules on connected vehicles in August and expected to impose limits on some software made in China and other countries deemed adversaries. Asked for comment, a Commerce Department spokesperson said recently that the department is concerned about the national security risks associated with connected technologies in connected vehicles. Now, this may sound kind of far-fetched, but there are actually already very valid concerns with this. In fact, it's already been demonstrated by hacker groups, including at, you know, DEF CON conferences, where hackers demonstrate the ability to breach different systems. They've already shown that even with cars, not autonomous cars, even just modern cars where you can, for example, control acceleration or steering or other things using automated systems within it, that already hackers can seize control over vehicles, speed them up, slow them down, and make it so that basically you can't get out of your vehicle. A concern has already been raised among some of these cybersecurity groups that they have demonstrated capabilities to assassinate people if they want by breaching their cars and seizing control over the cars using cyber breaches. Now, aside from that, also, when it comes to the Chinese Communist Party's autonomous driving vehicles, there are other things with that, because for a car to just drive, right, to use automated systems for this, it's not like they just drive. It's also the systems connected with it. It means they have to have GPS data. They need to have sensors. They need to collect data around them. They need to know about the roads. They need to know where the turns are. And part of that would be the cars essentially work as data-gathering entities. The cars would be able to basically assess everything around them. And while you might think, well, who cares if they know where to turn on X road, or who cares if they know where the stoplights are? The problem is it's not just limited to that. If you have technologies that are made to collect data from the surrounding environment, they can collect a whole lot more than just assessments on roads or vehicles. They can gather up data all around them. And of course, one of the concerns with that is also they could breach systems. They could use them for surveillance. They could compromise networks. They could do a lot of things that, at least on the surface level, you might not think they're programmed to do. And then on the other side, if you have an individual who becomes a target of the Chinese Communist Party, they are known to own the vehicle. They've entered their personal data within the car in order to access certain apps or whatever. And because of that, on record, on, you know, of course, big data analysis where they have AI scan these things, the CCP may know that X person who they're targeting owns X vehicle registered within the databases. And they can then target that specific vehicle to maybe orchestrate a car accident or something along those lines. This may sound like sci-fi, but the technology and capabilities to do this are already in place and have already been demonstrated. Now, on this as well, there's also valid concerns at the data level, you know, around Chinese Communist Party espionage. Maybe you have a high-level executive and they they're in a Chinese vehicle and they're in a conference call, doing their call while the car drives itself. Maybe they're accessing or doing work on the car's network because it's able to access the internet. Maybe they have apps installed within the car or even on their device that connects with it that they've then given access to these networks. And then anything they do is essentially compromised by extension of this. Now, also on another issue, major Chinese businesses, they're already getting behind this. There are major Chinese companies that are not technically involved on the military level, but they're getting involved in the Chinese Communist Party's AI push. And in terms of AI in China, a lot of these things are what you'd call dual use. Yes, they might be private businesses, they might have for-profit entities, but the technology is dual use, meaning it's both business-oriented and military-oriented. The Chinese Communist Party and its military can use it just the same. Forbes said this. They said China has filed 5 times more Gen AI patents than the United States in the last decade. That is more than 38,000 patent applications in Gen AI, according to the World Intellectual Property Organization. It says that China excels in finding applications for new technologies, and this is also the case in Gen AI. Applications range from autonomous driving, fueled by electric vehicle booms led by the Chinese car makers BYD, NIO, XPeng, and others, to AI chatbots and e-commerce by companies such as Alibaba and ByteDance, the company notably behind TikTok. But perhaps it says it is the hidden champion such as NetEase, one of the big video game makers in China that also works in other types of electronics, that we should look out for. It says Gen AI is transforming retailers and consumer journeys across sectors. The global executives are competing in the dark. Alibaba's experience is telling and paves the way for Gen AI transformation. Now, it's important to note, you know, not only is it an issue that major Chinese companies, Alibaba and NetEase, and companies normally not just solely devoted to AI, are getting involved in technologies that could be regarded as dual use. The other side of it is the mass registration of patents. Because this ties into something else the Chinese Communist Party does. It's called patent wars. They use patents to prevent developments in other countries. For example, if they come up with vague concepts, they don't even need to technically lay out how it works. They just need to maybe even use AI to generate them, right? They can even generate concepts using AI. Imagine every single way that AI could possibly be used, right? That's all you have to do. Imagine any possible application for AI. Then you take that concept, register a patent for it, and then once you own the patent, you can prevent other companies or other countries from developing it. And if they do develop it, you can sue them. The CCP actually does this already. And even though within its own country, its technologies are actually pretty far behind ours. In fact, they were even using OpenAI and, you know, open access systems to develop a lot of their stuff. Their AI is behind ours, but they can use these patents, right, on AI to prevent the United States from exceeding it in development. They can prevent us from accelerating it. They can prevent us from innovating it. And the CCP already does this, where they will sue companies if they develop something that they've already registered a patent for. Also, the involvement of NetEase and ByteDance, these are interesting as well. ByteDance, of course, being the company behind TikTok, NetEase being a major video game company that does other things as well. This raises questions on whether Chinese data collection on, you know, Chinese social media like TikTok, or even on video games, even, you know, NetEase owns some major ones, whether data they collect on individuals is being used to feed the CCP's AI development. Now, Tencent is also important here. Tencent, they're of course one of the biggest technology companies. They own many of the video games, the most popular ones in the United States and elsewhere. They're a major Chinese tech company. And also they're now getting involved in what could be kind of dual-use technologies around AI. Now, Bloomberg notes as well that Tencent has joined a financing round, around $300+ million, for a Chinese generative AI startup called Moonshot. Now, they note this, quote, founded in March of 2023 in Shanghai, Moonshot is one of the six fastest growing Chinese AI startups that are competing to eventually become the equivalent to OpenAI in the world's second largest economy. They note that both Alibaba and Tencent have invested in the majority of the group, dubbed the Six Little Dragons, which include Baichuan and Minimax. Now, and this is important too, because this means that some of the biggest Chinese tech companies involved in technologies that are pretty popular in the United States are also using some of the money from their profits to advance the CCP's own agendas within these different areas. And the other concerning thing with, of course, Chinese AI is that they're also basing a lot of their AI systems on Xi Jinping thought. They're programming their AI to basically think like Xi Jinping, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party, using notably his books and other things to program and teach the AI. Now, meanwhile, the United States, they've been placing bans on some of the key chips the Chinese Communist Party needs to advance its AI. And the CCP, notably, they're finding ways to get around these sanctions and tariffs and other things. Now, Business Insider said this: a network of smugglers is helping the Chinese military obtain powerful microchips by NVIDIA, an American company, all under the nose of a U.S. national security blockade meant to curb China's AI development. They note further that representatives from 11 companies inside China told The Times, quote, they sold or transported banned NVIDIA chips. The outlet also found dozens of websites offering the chips online inside the country. It notes as well the review of procurement documents from the Center for Advanced Defense Studies, a Washington-based nonprofit, showed that more than a dozen state-affiliated entities, meaning they're tied to the Chinese Communist Party, purchased black market NVIDIA chips. And again, this is concerning because, look, with most sanctions, there's ways to get around them. If a country sanctions another country on oil or something like that, there are ways they can get around it by creating startups and maybe investing in companies or having some kind of holdings in them or creating shell companies and networks of them to kind of, let's say, like launder products through the supply chain to eventually get them. There's ways to get around it. But, you know, really the sanctions oftentimes just make it a little more difficult to get them, and especially to get them in large quantities. Not to mention the fact that if you do it in too large a scale, it becomes noticeable and they can crush it. But if the companies helping with this smuggling are known, notably, they could be shut down. Now, the concerning thing with these AI chips, though, is that because they're hard assets, which the CCP can buy and then, of course, implement in its systems, and they're kind of just there for good. If the CCP can get the ones that it needs, at least get enough of them, they can put those in place and then begin working on its AI to, you know, still challenge the United States and do everything it wants to do, regardless of being cut off from that supply. Now, although, of course, being able to put them in advanced military weapons and so on, they're restricted on that. But AI development may not be as restricted to this as we believed it might have been. Now, given this situation, the United States is, of course, recognizing the Chinese Communist Party is getting around these sanctions. And so the United States is actually now considering additional sanctions, additional restrictions, to prevent these types of technologies from falling into the hands of the Chinese Communist Party or any of its connected companies. And it's actually on this note that the Chinese Communist Party seems like it's preparing for these types of restrictions. Reuters said this: Chinese tech giants, including Huawei and Baidu, as well as startups, are stockpiling high bandwidth memory semiconductors from Samsung Electronics in anticipation of US curbs on exports of the chips to China, three sources said. It said the companies have ramped up their buying of the artificial intelligence AI capable semiconductor since early this year, helping China account for about 30% of Samsung's HBM chip revenue in the first half of 2024, one of the sources said. And so these Chinese companies, in other words, on behalf, it seems, of the CCP, are trying to stockpile these semiconductors to, again, be part of these dual-use type programs. Now, overall, it appears that the United States government is deeply concerned about the Chinese Communist Party's uses of artificial intelligence, especially on the military level. And for the Chinese Communist Party, there's also a very large-scale system behind these AI systems. You know, big data financing from companies with foreign technology, the use of patents, possibly as a type of lawfare. And there's also an ecosystem around the CCP's industry. And it's likely that the push to stop the CCP from developing and weaponizing this is going to grow as they recognize increasingly how the Chinese Communist Party is planning to use these technologies or could potentially use them as they become more hostile. Well, everyone, that's all for today. Thank you so much for being here. Let me know in the comments what you think about these Chinese robots and other things. And with that said, please take care of yourselves, stay informed, and stay free. Thank you.